the tall crosswalk, wildlife. A clutch of wildfowl are often gathered on the little beach on the Lea at Torcross. These feathered residents often include the common but nonetheless striking green-headed yellow-billed mallard and the coot, a rounded black bird with an unmistakable white forehead and beak. The Lea is frequented by a variety of gulls, often to be seen sitting on the water in large armadas. They include the black-headed gull, a smallish gull with red legs whose head is black only from spring to autumn and white through the winter. Perhaps the most glamorous resident of the Lea is the great crested grebe. Larger than a duck, with a slender, elegant shape, this grebe has a rich brown and black ruff around its white face. It sports feathery plumes on the top of its head and a bill like a dagger. The coast path, field edges and sunny, sheltered Devon lanes are all good places to see butterflies. Just off the road on the left as you drop back down to Torcross is a viewpoint. Likely butterfly species to spot on your walk include the large pale yellow brimstone and the gatekeeper. This small dusky orange and brown butterfly gets its name from two tiny white eyes on the black patch on each wing. Small tortoiseshells have orangey red wings with black markings and intricate green, blue and black scalloped fringes. Alexanders grow by the side of the route in several places. The foliage of this plant resembles large, dark, glossy celery tops. In spring, it produces light green flowers in parachute-shaped clusters. Originally brought to Britain from the Mediterranean by the Romans as a vegetable, alexanders were still being grown for food in cottage gardens as late as the 18th century before falling out of fashion.